You're listening to the Texas Standard. It's been over 5 months since Hurricane Maria struck Puerto Rico. 5 months, and still over 300,000 electricity customers are without power. While it's been slow going turning the lights back on, it's also quite an improvement from where things were immediately after the storm. The progress is thanks in part to volunteers, including Texans from Xcel Energy. The utility company sent over a dozen employees to Puerto Rico. The first group just returned after 3 weeks on the island. Among them, Brandon Carroll, a lineman from Littlefield, just outside of Lubbock. Brandon, welcome to the Texas Standard.
Thank you.
So why did you decide to volunteer to work in Puerto Rico?
Mainly just for the experience, and I knew they could probably use the help. I just knew it's something that I'd probably never get a chance to do again.
What did you expect before you arrived there, and how did the experience kind of compare to that?
I've been on a couple different hurricane-related storms. I thought I knew what I was going to run into, but it was a whole different experience than anything I've ever seen. The damage was just very severe. The terrain there is nothing like here. Mm. Mountainous and jungle. They'll string service through the jungle to maybe feed 15, 20, 30 houses. So, yeah, with those long spans of service and everything, it tore down basically everything.
So how did you have to get to where you were going in order to try to restore service? Was this like a kind of tough to get out to some of these rural areas?
Yeah, it was. I mean, they use mostly small cars there, and the roads are very narrow and very busy. So getting our big trucks, you know, convoyed in every morning and then leaving out every evening was one of the challenges. I mean, it was asphalt roadways. Mm-hmm. Up to where we're going, and then you'd have to branch off and follow the different taps down and find what you're trying to work on and try to figure out what it was supposed to look like before it blew down and put it back upright and everything.
So how did your average workday in Puerto Rico compare to what you do every day in Texas?
A lot more challenging. Mm. Like I said, the terrain was a challenge, and the vines and the jungle had overgrown everything that had fell down. Like you said, it had been 5 months, so it had taken back over everything that fell to the ground. That was a challenge, trying to figure out which way it was supposed to go or where it went and what fed what. Yeah, you would have some spans going across a valley through the jungle that might be 1,500 feet long, and having to pull the cable out of the jungle, hack it out of there, and put it back up.
What sense did you get from the people that you met in Puerto Rico about what things had been like for them over the past few months?
It was just heartbreaking talking to a lot of them. They're really good people, and they were very appreciative of us being there. In the mornings, we would show up at the laydown yard, get our stuff loaded up, and they would feed us breakfast there. But then we would grab a sandwich on the way out for lunch. But we only ate those a couple of days because the locals were begging to feed us meals. They'd want to feed us today, and then we'd have to tell them, well, somebody already offered today, and they said, okay, we got you tomorrow.
So I know Xcel's sending a couple different teams down. If you had a chance to kind of meet with one of those people that was just about to head out to do the same work that you did, what would be your advice to them?
Just get ready. It's a challenge, and it's a lot of hard work, but very rewarding. Just get ready and be careful, because in our line of work, there's always some dangers, some hidden dangers that you know are there, but it just heightens that when everything's down and you can't see what you're walking into. And, you know, everybody there pretty much had generators. There's a way you can wire them in that's safe, and then there's a way that you can wire them in where it can actually pose danger. Probably at least half of them were just people wiring them themselves. So there's just a lot of threats out there, so just watch your back, watch each other's back.
What would you say surprised you most during your time in Puerto Rico?
I guess the jungle. You know, the whole time I was there, I was just wondering how did they build it the first time, you know? And then we were putting it back. It's just something I'd never encountered anything like it. So I think that was kind of the shock factor for me, is seeing how it all was supposed to go back up, and then figuring out how to get that done was first a pretty big shock.
Brandon Carroll is a lineman for Xcel Energy. He just returned to Littlefield after spending 3 weeks helping restore electricity in Puerto Rico. Brandon, thanks again for your time.
Thank you.